This assignment, which is, I will pray Psalms 89 verse 20. Psalms 89 verse 20. Very important. I don't know why, but this is what the Lord is leading us. Psalms 89 verse 20. Psalms 89 verse 20. There is some key prayer point. You are going to pray it, and I believe it's for somebody. It's for somebody. The Bible says, I have found my servant David. I have found my servant David. With my oil, I have anointed him. With my oil, I have what? Anointed him. When the Lord, when you want to break out, when you want to break through, when you want to be disconnected from your family curses, when you want to come out of Egypt, when you want to free yourself from the strong man, Pharaoh, then the Lord must first locate you and then empower you with his anointing so that those generational curse, the bloodline curse, that stronghold in that family, that people in the family are experiencing, the Lord can now begin by his power. Remember, the power of God, the supernatural power of God begins to bring you out. I have found David, all right, but I found him in the backside of the desert. I found him whereby he was even rejected. A man, David, was looked down upon by his own dad and his own siblings, because the Bible says that when Samuel went into the house of Jesse and said, bring me all your children, guess what? The man brought all his children and yet forgot about David. If the father has even forgotten about his own son, last born, what about his siblings? Couldn't the other 10 or 12, couldn't any of them say, Daddy, where is David? He had almost 10 brothers and one sister, and none of them could remember that David is not with us. Meaning that Daddy has forsaken him, and his own siblings don't want to even deal with him. So even though he didn't show up in the company of those who were going to be elected for presidency, for kingship, God remembered him. And I came to pray to somebody. I came to encourage somebody that your own parent may have forgotten about you or given up on you. Family members may have given up on you. Friends given up on you. Co-workers have given up on you, but not your God. God has not given up on you. So God says that even though this young guy is in the backside of the desert going through some challenges, or you are going through some financial problems, marital problems, health issues, I have still found you. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil will I anoint him. You see, it is the oil that begins to bring the distinction. Before the oil came, David could not kill lions. David could not kill birds. David have no power to even face a giant. But immediately he was located and anointed, then there was a supernatural unction upon him to begin to do exploit, to begin to break barriers, to begin to break curses, to begin to break bondages, to begin to come out of limitations, because I have found my servant David. So when God finds you and wants to fulfill a specific assignment and make you somebody distinguished in your own family, he must place an oil on you. You must ask the Lord to put an oil on you. Before Jesus could even start his ministry, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and to bind up their wounds. The Spirit, Jesus Christ himself, needed to be oiled. You need oil. This marriage, you want to get married, you need, because the altar does not allow nobody to marry. The witches do not allow people to marry. You need oil. You need God's oil to make you different from your sisters. You need God's oil to make you different from the experience your mother and your father went through. You need oil to distinguish you in that workplace. You need oil. You need oil. Oil brings distinction. Oil brings the difference. Oil will make you a different personality. So I have found my servant David, but he needs to be oiled. So you are going to pray for the oil. You're going to pray for oil. Lord, baptize me with your Holy Ghost and with your fire. That is chapter 20. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil, I have anointed him. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, during these 30 days, anoint me for with your fresh oil, anoint me with fresh oil, oil to get, you see, tell the Lord what you want the oil to help you to do. Because some of us, we need oil to break lust. We need oil to break the spirit of masturbation. We need oil to break the spirit of immorality. We need the oil to break the spirit of barrenness. We need the oil, because the Bible says that by the reason of the anointing, the yoke that Pharaoh has placed on you, the chains that Pharaoh has placed on you, the witchcraft spells that they have placed upon you, by the reason of the anointing, the oil, the yoke shall be broken. So Father, anoint me with fresh oil and let the oil break every yoke on my life. Anoint me with the oil to get that job, the oil to be pregnant, the oil to start my business, the oil to succeed, the oil to restore my marriage. Lord, anoint me with the Holy Ghost and power to for restoration of my marriage, power to make to do the impossible. Anoint me, precious one. Pray when you hear the Holy Spirit. Don't joke with that kind of prayer. When you hear about the Holy Spirit, prayer, any prayer point about the Holy Spirit, pray it with all your heart and mind, because that is where solutions are. I told you yesterday how we were praying in the Holy Ghost, praying the Holy Spirit. I didn't know that within 24 hours, somebody from a state would be issuing our permit at 9 p.m. Nobody does. The state closes at 5 o'clock. Nobody dares to give permit at 9 p.m. But when I prayed in the Holy Ghost, when I prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to take control, the Holy Spirit began to give me victory. You are going to pray for fresh oil. There are people that need to get married. There are people that need to get a job. There are people who need to get healing. There are people who need to get something through. So first of all, I want you to just begin to pray. Father, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. Baptize me with your fire. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost. Baptize me with your fire. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost. Baptize me with your power. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I need the Holy Ghost. I need your power. I need the Holy Ghost. I need your fire. I need the Holy Ghost. I need your power. Just begin to pray. And that, Father, give me the oil, anointing. Because some of you are coming from a very strong background. Your background is filled with witches, filled with wizards, filled with evil spirit that doesn't want nobody to prosper. And you need the oil. You need the oil to bring you out. You need the anointing to disconnect you from your foundation. Begin to pray. Father, baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with your power. And if you can pray in tongues, begin to pray in your heavenly language. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mekatayada, repa zupayadaba, repa shikereba, mendada bazukabayada, mandali.
We fire. We got a lot of stuff.
Found him, there are great things I want to do in his life, but he must be oiled. He must have oil. You must be anointed. Precious one, some of you want to get a job, but because of lack of anointing, you can't get the job. You have applied, because the thing that is blocking you, you need supernatural oil. You need supernatural power to help you to break out of that unemployment. You want to get married. Yes, you are due for marriage. God wants you to be married, but there are powers that will say no to your marriage. You need to receive power. Power from on high. Unction from on high. Fresh fire from on high to be stronger than any opposing force. Any demon that is trying to say no to your marriage. Any demon that is saying no to your pregnancy. Any demon that is saying no to your health. Any demon that is saying no to your migrating papers. You must receive power from on high. And that's what Jesus Christ said to his disciples. Tarry until you are endowed with power from on high. Tarry until you are endowed. You are endowed with power from on high. Then you become disciples of me and do exploit. You need pray, you need anointing. When you go to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible says that when this oil, when this anointing comes upon you, by the reason of the anointing, the burden shall be lifted off your shoulders. Your burden, satanic burden, Herod has placed satanic burdens. People are burdened. People are stressed. People are worried. People are going through different types of problems, burden on their lives. You talk to people and you realize that people are going through so much problems because the devil has downloaded and put on them some burden, heavy weight. A weight of problems are on them. So they are always unhappy. They are always stressing. They are always going through some one problem or the other. And these are all orchestrated by the devil and his demons and his witches. But the Bible says that when this oil that Jesus Christ, God is talking about, that I found my servant David, and with my holy oil, all I anointing, when this anointing comes, it lifts out burdens, according to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Today, I didn't come for everybody, but there's somebody, God said, today, let them pray this prayer, and I'm going to do something something in their lives this week. Something is going to break. Something is going to break. Somebody is going to receive their liberty. Somebody is going to get their breakthrough. Somebody is going to receive a testimony in the name of Jesus. I didn't come for everybody, but I came for somebody. That's this message. This prayer point is for you. So pray it with all your heart, for God is doing a new thing during this season, because you set yourself apart to wait on him and to seek his face. I have found my servant David with my holy oil. I have anointed him. I have anointed him. The anointing is going to do for you what you couldn't do. It's all about still connecting to the supernatural. Supernatural, that which you've not been able to accomplish on the earthly level with your flesh, with human beings, God is about to let it do by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So when we go to Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, the Bible says, shall come to pass on that day. It shall come to pass on that day. And I came to prophesy to you that today is that day. This day is that day. It may be morning in your place. It may be evening. It may be evening or afternoon. Today is that, this week is that week. This month, God is visiting you in the name of Jesus. Today is your day. Today is my day. Today is my day. I'm not talking about tomorrow. Today, the Bible says, it shall come to pass on that day. Today is my day of deliverance. Today is my day of liberty. Today is my day of breakthrough. Today is the day I'm going to get that job. Today is the day my marriage is going to restore. Today is that day that curse is broken. Today is that day that witchcraft attacks on my health is broken. Today is that day that my son is being set free. My daughter is being set free from that attack. Today is the day I'm receiving my breakthrough, my miracle, my testimony. Today, I came to tell somebody, not tomorrow. Today is your day. Today is your day. And the Bible says that because of the reason of this oil that came upon David, the oil, the burden shall be lifted. The burden shall be lifted. The burden shall be lifted. So you are going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, every burden that has been put upon me, every burden that Pharaoh has placed upon me, burden of barrenness, burden of unemployment, burden of sickness, burden of disappointment, burden of delay, burden of failure, burden of retrogression, burden of stagnation, burden of sickness and diseases, burden of depression, discouragement, every satanic burden, every feral burden that he has placed upon my marriage, burden of divorce, separation, burden of confusion, misunderstanding between me and my husband, any burden that the devil has placed upon me, in the name of Jesus, your word said, by the reason of this anointing that I'm receiving this hour, that I'm receiving right now, the burden shall be lifted, the burden shall be lifted, the burden shall be lifted. I pray for you, let the burden that the devil, Pharaoh, has placed upon you, witches have placed upon you, evil authors have placed upon you, your enemies have placed upon you to deny you your joy, to deny you your peace, to deny you your miracle, to deny you your testimony. Let the burden be lifted. Let the burden be lifted. Let the burden be lifted. Begin to clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I command every satanic burden be lifted by the anointing. 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 Every satanic burden, every satanic load, every satanic burden, every satanic load, be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted by the reason of the anointing. And I tell you, in the next 24 hours, some problem somebody was going through, the problem will disappear. Somebody who are going through a marital problem, that problem will disappear. Going through a financial problem, it will disappear. Problem at your workplace, it will disappear. Problem with your immigration, it will disappear, because Satan's burden placed upon you will be lifted. Father, let every burden placed upon me by witches and wizards, by family powers, by evil spirits, let the burden be lifted. Let the burden be lifted by the reason of the anointing. Clap your hands and begin to pray. We're gonna make it. Believes in prayer because things are shifting in the spirit and it will translate in the physical. Believe and pray. That's all I can tell somebody, because some of us every day we are experiencing God moving, and I want you to believe. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let every satanic load, every demonic load, every evil load that Pharaoh has placed upon you to limit you, to slow you down, to delay you, to frustrate you, to harass you, to embarrass you, let that evil load be lifted. 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 That load of rejection, let it be lifted. That load of disappointment, let it be lifted. That load of failure, let it be lifted. That load of disgrace, let it be lifted. That load of reproach, let it be lifted. Every satanic load of sickness, let it be lifted. Every satanic load of confusion in your marriage, let it be lifted. Every satanic load of disappointment and unemployment and sickness, sickness and diseases, affliction, let it be lifted. Whoever is under the load of demons, witches, and strong man of Pharaoh, let that evil load be lifted today, right now, in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for somebody, you are going through hell right now. You are going through hell in your marriage. You are going through hell with your finances. You are going through hell at your workplace. Let that evil load, that satanic orchestrated problem that they have brought into your marriage to destroy that marriage, that confusion, that misunderstanding, that strife, that confusion that is causing lack of communication in your marriage right now. Today, I command that evil load to be lifted, and I bring peace right now. Peace in your marriage. Peace in your marriage. Peace in at your workplace. Peace at your workplace. In the name of Jesus, let every evil load you are carrying and that's been let it be lifted by fire. I receive your liberty in the name of Jesus.